Thank you, Jesus, for this time in your presence. What an awesome time. What a privilege, what a gift to be in the house of the Lord on a day like today. What a gift to be able to connect with our Heavenly Father in a way that is beautiful, because we're alive, we're well, have breath in our lungs. Heavenly Father, we just cast out the spirit of the spectator from within us. We will not be bystanders. We're here for you, O God. And we thank you because you're here for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just before we sit down this morning, let's just boldly proclaim our 2025 prophetic confession. Should be on the screen, and it should be online for those of us fellowshipping with us online. Praise the Lord. Once you're ready, please let us go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvests, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break up with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon I am treading under my feet. With long life He satisfies me, and He is showing me His salvation. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Please be seated this beautiful October morning or afternoon. Oh, well, it's still morning here in Cleveland, Ohio. Praise the Lord and welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Can you turn down the music, please? Thank you. Hallelujah. Such an honor, privilege to be in the house of the Lord this morning with you. It's amazing. I know last week was Elo, so we didn't gather in person. But we were together a couple of weeks ago, and we're together again, still praising the Lord. Still know who God is. I said we still know who God is. We still know who our God is. We still know who the I am that I am is. It is a blessing that we can never take for granted. And I'm so blessed to be standing in front of you ministering God's word. Amen. And yesterday, our senior pastor celebrated another trip around the sun. And we appreciate our senior pastor. Such a blessing to be connected with such a great man of God, someone after God's heart. And it is amazing. And I've been blessed to know our senior pastor for, must be about 22 years. And it's been an awesome journey. And I give God praise for him. So, senior pastor, we love you. We appreciate you. And we wish you long life, prosperity, that the favor of the Lord will always be upon you, open doors for you, shower you with his glory and his grace, as he establishes the works of your hands even further in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? We excited to be in the house of the Lord? Amen and amen. Sorry, let me just get this fan in the right position so that it blows a little bit on me and it doesn't blow my papers away. You know, life is about positioning, right? It's really about positioning. Where are you positioned? You want to be positioned for God's blessings, right? And one of the things I remember, actually, let me share this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I remember there was an open heavens event. No, it was a celebration in Akron many years ago. And it was pouring outside. And for some reason, I had to do some protocol type things outside of church after out of the service, while the service was going on. But it was raining. And I was just like, you know what? Right now, it made sense for me to be protected so that I don't get drenched in the rain. But sometimes you need to get drenched in that rain. Where the blessing of the Lord is, you need to step out of there. It's so unfortunate that sometimes we pull out the umbrella when we shouldn't. God help us. Amen and amen. Maybe that's not my message today, but life is really about positioning. It's really about where are you positioned? Are you in the right location where the Lord has ordained for you to be, where the blessings of the Lord have been prepared for you? Amen. Today I'm going to be ministering on the topic, divine transitions. Everybody say with me, divine transitions. Divine transitions. Amen. Now, our God is a God of divine transitions. And I didn't just say transitions, I said divine transitions. Not every transition is a divine transition. Sometimes you just want to get from A to B based on your feelings, based on popular demand, based on what the rest of the world is doing. No. God is a God of divine transition. And with God, there's always what's next. It's always what's next. It's always the next level, the new beginnings. There's the new horizon. There's the new heights. There's that next level of elevation with God. So just to let you know where you are today, that's not where you're going to be tomorrow. If you're walking with the Lord, there's a higher level. There's a higher calling. There's something better. It's got to be more to life than this. There's something better that God has in store for you. And God loves to move his children from what was to what is and what is next. It's amazing. What used to be isn't today. And God is taking every single one of us to our next wealthy place in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Because what's next today will at some point in the future become what is and what was. If you look back, it amazes me. I mean, think of yourself when you were a little child and you got in trouble with your parents. At that point, you would have thought, that's the end of the world, right? But now you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s. The world didn't stop. It's no longer the biggest thing that you have to deal with. It's all God. God keeps moving us from glory to glory to glory. There's a next level of elevation. God does not like static. He doesn't like stagnation. That's not the God we serve. The God we serve won't just keep you there just because he wants to keep you there. He's always telling you, come on over, come on over. Come up higher, come up higher. Come deeper with me, come deeper with me. I have more to show you. And that's the God that we serve. One of the amazing things about God is that he doesn't change. He doesn't change, yet he has the power to change anything and everything. It is amazing. Word of God says he is the Lord. He does not change. And that's in Malachi 3:6. He is the Lord. He does not change. So the question we should ask ourselves is, Lord, what do you have for me next? Where are you taking me to, Lord? Show me. Lead me. Guide me. Direct me. I want it. I want what you have in store for me. Embrace what God has in store for you. You have to embrace what God has for you. Have to embrace it with everything that you got, spirit, soul, and body. Now, let's take a quick look at that divine transition of the children of Israel from slavery to bondage in Egypt to freedom and blessings in Canaan. So one of the things that we can see from the story of the children of Israel, story of Exodus, the story of exits, the story of God just blessing his people, is that divine transition always begins with a divine word and a promise from God. There's always a promise from God. It fits divine. You can't just say, Lord, I'm going. You can't just say, Lord, I'm going. He has to send you. He has to instruct you. He has to tell you to move. Then you move. If you turn your books with me to the book of Genesis 15, 13, and 14, and I'll be reading from the NLT version. This is where God promised Abraham. Genesis 15, 13 and 14, the NLT version. Then the Lord said to Abraham, you can be sure that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land where they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years. But I will punish the nation that enslaves them. And in the end, they will come again with great wealth. Amen. Now we know the story of the Israelites in bondage, under slavery, being tortured, being abused by the Egyptians. They were in bondage for 400 years, oppressed as slaves, generation after generation. So your great-grandfather, slavery. Your grandfather, slavery. All they knew was just a life of slavery. That was the norm. But God had promised that, yes, you'll be enslaved, but I will punish the nation that enslaves you. I will punish the nation that enslaves you. And in the end, you will come out with great wealth. And we saw that in the lives of the Israelites. So the thus saith the Lord is the beginning of any divine transition. Before you move, you have to find out what is the Lord saying. What, God, what are you saying? Should I move? Should I switch jobs? Should I switch schools? Should I switch majors? Who should I marry? Just ask the Lord. Seek the Lord's face. Because God must be the initiator. He must initiate it. Because God watches over his word. When God gives you his word, he's watching over his word. He must perform it. That is who he is. So embrace God's word for every journey that you're about to take. Even just taking a trip, ask the Lord, Lord, is this, should I? Because you're moving from place to place. So in a nutshell, if God doesn't say go, don't go. Because any transition, any movement, any journey that we initiate by ourselves will not be fruitful. You can't be prosperous because God didn't send you. He did not send you. You must be led so that you're ahead. And we see that in our confession. And I love last week's midweek Bible study. That was just an awesome time in God's word, learning about obedience. We learned that we should walk in obedience, like walking in obedience to every instruction in God's word, which is one of the steps we need to take to renovate our minds and elevate our lives. Let's go to the book of Isaiah 1:19 in the New King James Version, please. Amen and amen. We learn about being willing and obedient. The word of God says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Verse 20, but if you refuse and you rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God put a stamp on that. And like, I have spoken it. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And I love people who do things willingly. I'm not one who likes to be forced to do stuff. Be willing, be obedient. Because when you come with willingness, you're ready to work. There's work to be done. You want people who are willing. You want people who are obedient. You want people who are teachable. You want people who can execute. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And then we're also learning that willingness is of the mind. And obedience is of the body. That was just enlightening to me. And it's so important because our minds and our bodies have to align with God's will for us to fully embrace and enter into what God has promised us. So we see the children of Israel just transitioning from not enough to more than enough. They didn't have enough in Egypt. But God had promised them in Canaan a land that was flowing with milk and honey. Amen and amen. Oh, God. God is good. All the time. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we see the willingness of Caleb and Joshua. How they separated themselves from the other spies. Moses had sent 12 spies to go spy the land. They went back. They came. They saw the fruits. They saw the land. And this is in Numbers 13. They saw the land. It was flowing with milk and honey. But there was opposition. There were people that looked like giants in their eyes. Then after the 10 spies came back with a scouting report that was filled with fear, doubt, worry, complaints. We saw people like giants. We were like grasshoppers besides them. Then we see Caleb and Joshua stand up against popular opinion, standing on the promises of God. Brothers and sisters, we stand on the promises of God no matter what. He said, we are well able. We are well able. They displayed their willingness and obedience to God's word and God's promise. Let's look at Numbers 14, 6 to 9 in the NLT version. Amen. May God make us Joshua's and Caleb's in the name of Jesus. And the word of God says, two of the men who had explored the land, Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, tore their clothing. They said to all the people of Israel, the land we traveled through and explored is a wonderful land. So that means what the Lord said is true. It's flowing with milk and honey. And if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It is a rich land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 9, do not rebel against the Lord and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They are only helpless prey to us. They have no protection. But the Lord is with us. Amen? But the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them. Amen and amen. That is the stance of a believer. Don't be afraid of men and their faces. Jeremiah 1:8. Do not be afraid of men and their faces. They are mere mortals. They bleed just like us. You know, they have no power over us. God is with us. So we cast down the spirit of fear, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of doubt. What is man? Who is man? What can man do to us? Our God is more than enough. He's more than able. So Joshua and Caleb, they said, if the Lord is pleased with us, how do we please God? How do we please God? By faith. The word of God says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For everyone that comes must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen and amen. So let's please God. Let's demonstrate our faith. In the midst of every transition, demonstrate your faith. Show up as a child of God, unafraid, unashamed, to stand with the Lord. Amen and amen. God is faithful. God backs you up. He backs you up. Sometimes you're doing some things and you're looking like, because the Lord is with me, I cannot be afraid. And then you go and he takes care of everything. People that you couldn't talk to or you thought you couldn't talk to, now you're talking to them and they're seeking your innovative ideas, like Dickness Maria had said that, they need us in the workplace. They need you. They need your wisdom. They need the blessings that you bring from the Lord because you're a child of God. Amen. May God continue to strengthen us so that we always show up in faith. So that faith is not just a word. It's not just a Bible word that we just say, I have faith. No, we act out our faith. We show up. We walk in faith. We let the devil know that we are on the Lord's side because the Lord is forever on our side. Amen and amen. And we've been learning lately. Senior Pastor has been walking us through and teaching us how to renovate our minds and elevate our lives. It's so profound, the role that transformation and mind renewal with the Word of God plays. Because divine transition always accompanies divine transformation accompanies every divine transition. As you transition, you are being transformed. As you are moving, because you can't go to a new place with an old mindset. You can't go to a new level with an old mindset. It has to change. It has to change. So we can see that even though the children of Israel, they left Egypt, right? But their minds were not transformed. That's why they complained when things got uncomfortable. So we can see that they left Egypt, but Egypt wasn't fully out of them. You have to de-junk. You have to reformat your mind. You have to get out. If you say you are truly separate, you can't be in two places. You can't be lukewarm. The Lord says, I will spew you out. You have to be firm. We have to be hot for the Lord. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve. Because I don't know about you, but I can speak for myself. So hopefully you can be true to yourself. But the things I was delivered from when I was a teenager, I mean, there were still some deposits. Even though I was not in that physical environment, There are still some deposits, just still trying to de-junk. Every time I come in contact with them, oh, no, you don't believe. Well, you're still here. You've got to go. And that is the mindset of a child of God. It doesn't become comfortable. We can't be like, okay, I've dealt with it before, so you can stay around. No, it's a serpent. It needs to get out of your garden fast. Before it starts to lay eggs and just go into different directions. So we can't go into the new with an old mentality. You just cannot. It's a waste of your time. And we can also look at, I always look at myself traveling from Nigeria, coming to the U.S. I couldn't have come to the U.S. with that mindset of how I lived in Nigeria. It's just impossible. You're going to a new land. You have to change your mind. And that's just an example. But you could see that God wanted to save them. They wanted God to save them as well. But they didn't want God to change them. They had groaned for years, crying unto the Lord, come save us. Come save us, we're tired. But when God came and saved them, they didn't want to be changed. They were happy to be out of Egypt, but they didn't want their minds to be renewed. Some of us are like that sometimes. You know, God, take me out of this. I will change. And then you don't. They wanted God to be Jehovah Jireh, but don't change me. Be my Rapha, heal me, but don't change me. Protect me, but don't change me. God help us all. As children of God, we must make sure that we are fully separated. If it's people, if it's traditions, separate and let the world know where you stand. You can't be in two places. You can't serve God and serve mammon at the same time. It's just impossible. The Word of God says that God will lift us up. He has promised to lift us up. My confession says that we are separated. I am separated and elevated in Jesus' name. Keep our eyes on that promise. keep your eyes firmly fixed on the promise. The word of God says that, and I will keep him in perfect peace. He or she whose mind steadfast is fixed on me. He who trusts me, he who believes my word, who takes my word to the bank. And we all know that we can't put new wine in old wineskins. Never. Let's look at the word of God in Luke 5, 37 and 38. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Luke 5, 37 and 38. Can't put new wine in old wineskins. Verse 37. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled. And the wineskins will be ruined. Verse 38. But new wine must be put in new wineskins. And both are preserved. Amen. God, protect your promise. God has promised you new wine. You don't put new wine in an old wineskin. You can't. It's not fruitful. It's not godly wisdom at all. That's why we have the mind of Christ, to think like Christ. And then we also have God's divine protection plan. I love God's plan of protection. When God says, I will protect you, I will cover you, I will be your shield. When the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a heavenly standard against it. God's divine protection plan. It covers every divine transition. It is covering you. It's your insurance policy. It cannot lapse. It cannot lapse. Because we all know that every divine transition, as you move from this level to the next level, there are what? Oppositions, there are challenges. But God's presence is with you. God has promised to protect you. God said, I will protect you. You will eat the good of the land. But you must be willing and obedient. Isaiah 43 verse 2 in the New Living Translation. Word of God says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. That there is a promise from Jehovah himself. The one who can fulfill all promises. So we know that God is present, he is faithful, he is able, he keeps all his promises. God parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel. He destroyed the Egyptian soldiers. He supplied manna from heaven. When there was no water, when the water was bitter, God showed up on their behalf. So we know that just because there are oppositions doesn't mean that God is not with us, or doesn't mean that God did not send you. And be careful of who you surround yourself with, because you have your promise from God. You're walking, being led by the Holy Spirit. You see opposition. It just feels like everything is not going right. The rest of the world sees it, and then they start to ask, where's his God? Did God truly send him? If you believe the Lord sent you, stay on that course. He has promised to deliver you. So we know opposition must be expected. I wish there wasn't opposition, but there is. God has said that in this world there will be trials, tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and I've deprived it of power to harm you. I've snuffed out that power to harm you. Taken it out. I've quenched that flame. I love God. God's been too good to me. He's been way too good to me. And I see all of you in here. I know God's been good to you as well. So remember that it's when you go through, not if you go through. Isaiah 43 says, when you go through deep waters, when you go through rivers of difficulty, not if, you will go through some rivers of difficulty. And I know every single one of us, we're in the middle of some when right now, whereby it's like, God, this is the when. It's really going down, Lord. But I will be with you. I will be with you, saith the Lord. Walk in faith. Trust me. I am here with you. Not just here with you, I am for you. It says, if it wasn't for the Lord on our side, where would we be? I can't even wrap my mind around that. If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? That's why we need to stay desperate for the Lord. Stay hungry for God. Chase after the Lord. Chase after His word. Because we are victorious because God is with us. God is not with us because we are victorious. You will get that. It is the Lord. He's the source of our security. He is the source of your prosperity. He is the source of your life. He is with you. So, I was getting preparing for our message, and for some reason during the week, the Lord had dropped this on my spirit. In my spirit. He said, don't get your coordinates and destination mixed up. And I just had to write that down. And I didn't know what it meant yet, but don't get your coordinates and your destination mixed up. God has promised you a land filled with milk and honey, which is God's best for you. In that season, don't settle for good. During your transition, don't see something that looks like the promise but isn't the promise and camp there. That is convenience. That's easy. That's not the stance of a champion. That's not the stance of a warrior. That's settling. And we know that God has promised to settle us. He said, do not settle. I will settle you. Go all the way. Don't look back. Don't let anything stop you. God has promised. I'm going with the Lord. But remember, you have to be what? Willing and obedient. And I know many believers just find it very easy to settle at that point. But you find something that looks good, but isn't God's best. Because God's best is always ahead. It's always in the future. This God has more for you. Even in this year of God's Shalom Jubilee, on common breakouts and breakthroughs, it's your fresh oil. God has more for you before the year ends. So chase after it. Chase after it. And we've been learning about God's due order as well. Because in every divine transition, we must maintain God's due order. God is a God of due order. And God's due order is that God initiates that transition with His word and His promise. God leads us through. We trust and obey and follow Him all the way through. That's God's due order. You break that, you're not walking in obedience to God. And after all is said and done, we all know that obedience is that key to unlocking all of God's promises. All of God's promises. Obedience. Obey God. And I know a senior pastor said this last week, Wednesday, during our midweek service. And I'm just going to take it right as he said it. He said, the absolute best thing you can do to secure your well-being today and in the future, and to secure the well-being of your family and your loved ones forever, is to obey God. Just obey God. No matter how hard it is, obey God. Because it's not just you. Your obedience affects generations. We can see the children of Israel. They murmured. They said, we can't take this land. They didn't trust God. Even though God had said, I will give you this land. Because I'm sending you. I've delivered you and I'm leading you. I'm taking you all the way. But they grumbled, they murmured. And that's why the adult male generation, everybody age 20 and above, except for Caleb and Joshua, they did not see the promised land. They did not enter into the promised land because of their disobedience. So imagine all the descendants that the Lord had in store for them, but their disobedience cut their lives short. So brothers and sisters, while there will be oppositions on our journey, the I am that I am is always with us and he is for us. So rest assured, you have backing. And you have dependable backing, backing that cannot be moved. You can stand firm on God's word. I love that part of our 2025 confession that says, faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will always finish it in what? Grand style. Beautiful. Like you're walking into a place. The trees, the mountains, they are leaping for joy when you walk in. And we remain confident that he who began this good work in us, he is faithful and he will complete it. But we have our own part to play. We have to be children, true children of God. So as I bring this to a close today, as I bring this message to a close today, we've learned that divine transition always begins with a divine word and a promise from God. Let God initiate your move. Let God initiate your elevation. Find what the thus saith the Lord and hold on to that promise and elevate. Amen? And as you elevate, as you transition, let your mind be transformed. Let your mind be renewed. Kick out the old mentality. Embrace the new. Trust God. Move forward. Move forward with joy. Move forward with praise. Let a praise be upon your lips as you move forward. In every situation, in every season, your hallelujah should be at its loudest. There's a next level of hallelujah for you. There's a next level of hallelujah for you. Find it. Do it. God, know that, Lord, I trust you too much. I trust you too much to give up now because you sent me, because you've backed me up. And then when the challenges come, remember God's word and stand upon the word of God. You are the head, you're not the tail. Word of God says the steps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. So walk. Walk in glory. Walk in destiny. Fear no man. Fear no situation. Fear no organization. Have a reverential fear for the Lord your God. That is the beginning of wisdom. It's funny how, for those of us that, at our places of work and all that, your boss says something and then you're afraid. I'm going to lose my job. And that's really the worst that can happen, right? You lose your job. Don't fear man over God. never fear any man above God. God is more than able, because man cannot control his destiny. Man doesn't know whether he'll be here tomorrow. No man alive can guarantee that they will be here tomorrow. No man. God is faithful, brothers and sisters. He is so, so faithful. And I know you're in the midst of one journey of your own divine transition, because the Lord has sent you. Walk with him. Stay with him. Let him hold your hand. Let him guide you. Let him lead you and direct you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Pray we're all blessed by today's service. Just want us to not forget how big the God we serve is. He is big and mighty. Please, let's be on our feet as we bring this service to a close. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's begin to speak to your Heavenly Father this afternoon. God has a divine transition plan that is customized for you. He has promised to take you all the way. Right now, I just want you to embrace God's transition plan for you. Just embrace it. Accept it. Heavenly Father, open our eyes, oh God. Open our hearts, oh God. Strengthen us in the inner man. Change us from the inside out. Show us your face, O God. Show us the direction, O God. In the midst of this journey, Lord, let your voice be amplified in my life, O God. Come against every spirit of confusion. Heavenly Father, help us to walk in your due order, O God. Ask God to order your steps, order your stops as you walk with him. Father, thank you, Lord, because you are with us and you're for us, oh God. Heavenly Father, just cover your children with the precious blood of the Lamb, that as they walk, oh God, as they go on this journey, oh God, they will not be weary, oh God. They will trust in the Lord with all their hearts and lean not on their own understanding. In all their ways, O God, they will acknowledge you. And you, Heavenly Father, you will direct our path, O God. You will take us. You will take us, O God, from that place of promise to our blessed possessions in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen.